In finance news, economic forecaster BIS Shrapnel is warning export industries won't be competitive while the Australian dollar remains high.
The organisation's chief economist, Dr. Frank Gelber, says cutting costs and wages would do little to remedy the situation.
You know, while ever the dollar's too high, we're losing industry. And the car industry is just the latest in a long list of examples that we've been going through for the last 7 or 8 years and before. And they won't be the last. There'll be more before this is over, while ever the dollar remains too high.
One of the world's largest Bitcoin exchanges, Mt. Gox, has gone offline. Bitcoin exchanges allow their users to trade the digital currency for US dollars and other currencies.
The exchange has been hit by technical issues and recently halted all customer withdrawals after it spotted what it called unusual activity. The move is a setback for backers of Bitcoin, who have been pushing for greater adoption of the currency.
Let's go to the markets, and stocks in the US lost ground as key figures revealed American home price gains slowed in December. In London overnight, the FTSE lost 0.5%. To commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $102 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $115 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,341 an ounce. To the currencies, the Australian dollar is buying 90 US cents, 66 euro cents, and 54 pence sterling.